it wasn't just me and a woman. I've done threesomes, foursomes. My fantasy is to do a sevensome. Not all women either. All men. All me.
Yeah, you welcome them. Yeah.
I'm very open. You want me to tell you where the seven people will go?
Oh, God. They said, yeah.
I'll let you figure it out. But it's a spot for every person.
Where will the other two go?
You can't figure it out? Figure it out. Think.
I can think of five.
Think.
I can't think of two more.
I'm a woman, and there are seven men. Think.
I can think of five. Where will the other two go?
Think.
In your ear?
Think. I'm covering everything.
Ew.
Everything.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's family and milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch. My sweet turd. Nice, sweet.
Yes, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View. Thank you so much for joining me. You came on a good night, especially if you're sideshow freaks, because it's an extended program. 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show just for paying members. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday as well. We've got a very full show. But I've just got to mention the black mom that we featured at the top of the program. I completely forgot about this clip. And I was trying to find a good intro, and I ran across this thing. This goes on for 7 minutes. And if you don't remember the clip, or you don't know what's going on here, basically there is a mother and a daughter on Skype. Like live stream or Ustream or something. They have their own little show. And the mother is just answering sex questions. And the daughter is, like, it's a teenage daughter. She's just sitting there appalled at what her mom is, like, grossed out at her mom. But she continues to read questions, from the chat room. And the mom answers all of them. Here's another one.
Did she like it in the butt?
Oh yes! You're traumatizing your daughter.
Definitely.
Could you imagine if I had my mom on the show and was asking her questions like that? Honestly, I don't even think my mom would know what that means. I don't think she understands that people can have sex in the ass.
You ought to try it sometime. It's gonna hurt at first, but once you keep doing it, it's right on.
There you go. The other clip that I ran across that I was debating on playing at the top of the show, I don't remember this, this is some scat sex.
The dick snore out. Yeah, yeah.
Is this the clip where he says, you're gonna get that brown? Get the brown.
Yeah, digging it. Get it dirty and brown.
Just a bunch of clips I have just lying around here.
Smear that shit around.
I was going through a bunch of my stuff, by the way, and I think VSP sent in a bunch of... CDs a long time ago with sound clips, or maybe it was another listener, but I found a bunch of those, so I'm going through those and trying to find some good material.
Yeah, show your brand. You ready to eat it yet?
Dig some more out.
Let me see how pure your hands are.
The penguin.
Yeah, smear that shit around.
Okay, you get the idea.
You doing any loud shit today?
Come on!
I think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you gonna smear a lot of shit on your face? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
I mean, I could listen to this shit all day. But we've got more pressing matters, like a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday!
It's Sextastic.
I sounded like a Muppet there, didn't I? Come on, it's Sextastic Tuesday, yay! all about the energy. I can say anything, but if I say it in an excited voice, you know, I have your attention. Oh my God, I've got herpes! Yeah! All right, which is true, I do have herpes. Both simplex and complex. I don't know what that means. All right, I don't know. Today, Sexastic Tuesday, for those of you who don't know, is a stupid bit where I try to read you a sex story. I'm not that bright and big words confuse me. I try to find a sex story that misses the mark. You know, the goal of sex stories or erotic fiction is to get you off. But there's a lot out there that's horrible, just weird, bizarre, poorly written. Those are the stories I'm looking for, the worst of the worst. Now, before we get into today's story, I've got an appetizer for you. A hors d'oeuvre, if you will. So someone found a Japanese gay porn company. And they've opened up an English section, right? So us Americans can download this porn. Apparently, though, they're not very good. I don't think anyone there really knows English. They know a tiny bit. So the descriptions of some of the films are kind of funny and incomprehensible. Here we go. Yeah, this is the first part of Tsubasa's Performed. I guess Tsubasa is the gay porn actor here. We asked him many of questions, then the erotic time had started. We make him look the porn movie. This made his cock got hard. He can't stand to masturbate it. He applied some lotion on and masturbated him cock. After a while, he come. This is not yet enough. Staff attacked his cock again and gets it to come again. Now that sounds like a movie I'd be interested in watching. Here's another one. This is The Experience of a Man, His Cock Was Spasm. I think that's the title of the movie. Okay. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. Hey, Bob, what movie do you want to watch? I want to watch The Experience of a Married Man, His Free Cock Was Spasm. All right. A guy experienced in BDSM style. Staff tied that guy both hands and legs, then staff took the vibrator stick inside the anal. He was so hurt. His hurt tuned him cannot controlled on his cock, he jacks off his sperm. The play still continued harder, he took him to the bathtub and makes him come again there. And finally, my favorite, from the hit, the hit film, he shot in the mouth while they were eating food, Hot 5 Top Star Models. The part of Nagi, Sho, Hikaru, Oyumu and Ren are performed. The last day of Okinawa tour has come. All of them were drinking and eating in town market as fun. Then Nagi and Hikaru started playing a sperm cheese food. Come on, you know, gay guys love to play sperm cheese food. It's like rock, paper, scissors. But, you know, in the end, someone gets fucked in the ass. Sperm cheese food. What would the hand gestures be for sperm, cheese, and food? And also, what would win? Because, I mean, sperm covers everything. Sperm covers cheese, sperm covers food. Or maybe cheese covers sperm. Because you can wrap cheese, you know, if they're cheese slices. I don't know. Someone come up with the rules for sperm cheese food, please. After that, other guys were stir up and started doing another play. The last day of Okinawa was really had them in good memories. All right, so there you go. Just some bad English porn descriptions. Now let's get into today's story. More gay shit on the way, on deck. I don't know how much of this I'm going to read because it's a long story and it's not very good. All right, here we go. My name is Michael. I'm gay. Seriously gay. I'm not bisexual, not curious, not a little gay. I know what I want. Cock. I want cock in my mouth, and I want it in my ass. I want my cock in other guy's mouth and ass. No girls allowed. Okay. I think this guy is, like, autistic. Yeah, definitely want cock. Cock in my mouth. Cock in my ass. Cock is good. Cock is great. Okay. I couldn't imagine touching a vagina. Ew, how dudes put their face in there, I'll never know. I really want to stick my face in a guy's dirty asshole, though. All right. Anyway, I'm tired of reading stories about guys trying to tell you they aren't gay. They just want to experiment. Or that they're married and it only happened once. Not for me. And if you want to be my lover, you better be totally out. Experiment somewhere else, please. This guy has a chip on his shoulder. I didn't used to be this militant about it, but the last closet case I took on cost me some serious heart pain. I miss him. All right, so I want to get into the sex, but let me just give you some backstory here, because that's important. I was 34 at the time. He was introduced to me by an old lover, Dave. This kid was 21. He was Dave's new roommate. I asked Dave why he wasn't trying to hook up with him. Dave was much older, around 45, I think, and he said the kid wasn't really interested in men. Well, Dave's gaydar must have been on the fritz or something. All right, now I'm going to fast forward the story. Basically what happens is Bill, and this guy became friends. They went out drinking, right? They still don't know if this kid is gay. But he drinks too much and basically wants to crash at our main character's house. And in the middle of the night, here we go, a finger or two accidentally rubbed against my ass. I about jumped. He finally put his hand on my hip and sort of rolled closer to me. Are you awake? You're a faggot! Yes, my heart is really pounding now. I think I know what you're trying to do right now. Oh, you mean getting you drunk and making you sleep over my house in my bed next to me? Yes, that's not transparent enough. All right, who, me? I faked innocence as sincere as I could muster. It's okay. I would like to try something with you. Woohoo! I almost flipped over right there until I heard, but I can't. What? Honey, why not? Because you use words like honey, and that's just a little too gay for me. That's why. You're talking to a kid who's like practically straight, or, you know, just curious. He doesn't want to hear words like honey and stuff like that. Sister, come on! Let me at your bulge. All right. Look, you're a great guy, but I just can't right now. It was then that I noticed water glistening on his cheek. He was crying. It's okay, baby. I know you're scared. We can take it slow. He pulled in a deep breath. I'm not scared, he said rather definitively. He pulled another deep breath. I went cruising over a year ago. Well, I didn't know I was cruising. I went to the bookstore to buy some mags. That's slang for magazines. All the kids are using it these days. Mags. You know, just to get going. I had no intention of meeting anyone. His voice drifted off. Everyone hooks up with someone. He put his fingers to my lips. His voice was quivering. Let me finish, you fucking fag. If I stop now, I'll never get it out. I never went there to meet someone. I went there to get magazines. He seemed nice enough when he came over to my car, but blah, 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 blah. Look, I'm not here for some sob story. Either you're going to fucking blow me or get out of my bed. All right, whatever he gave me, I'm fast forwarding a bit here. Whatever he gave me kicked in. I have no idea. I woke up to him just doing these things to me, and oh God, it hurt. It hurt so bad. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted magazines. All this weird gay shit just happens to me. I don't want it. All right, well, basically, again, I'm going to fast forward here. Now they go out drinking again, they get drunk, and guess what happens? They start fucking. He started kissing and mouthing me through the fabric of my briefs, my rod straining through the fabric. Between my pre-cum and his mouth, the shorts were wet and I was hot. Hun, oh God, if I was with a guy, and of course I'm not because I'm very straight, it's just gross, I can't believe I'm reading this, got a fucking huge boner right now. No, say for instance I was with a guy and they used the word hun. I that's a boner killer right there. Hun. Ugh. Or baby. All right. Hun, stop teasing and start sucking! He pulled the waistband over my cock and proceeded to start kissing me around my cock and balls. He pulled one of my balls in his mouth and gently started sucking. I moaned and writhed where I was standing, dying for him to get me in his mouth. He finally put his tongue at the base of my shaft and slowly licked up to the tip. He swirled his lips and tongue around my tip and slowly moved the head past his lips and into his warm, soft mouth. I know girls have no way of knowing how that feels. Meanwhile, he was cupping my balls and working his finger back towards my ass. This kid knows what he's doing. I was on the edge, the pressure was building, and I was gonna blow my load. And I told him so. He held firm and went to it like a champ. One rope after another shot from my... Oh, Jesus. Ew. A rope of cum. One rope after another shot from my cock down his throat, and he caught it all. A rope. You know, I've never heard it called that before. It's very descriptive. He's got long, stringy cum. He stood up and kissed me with some of my cum still in his mouth. After a bit, he started pulling off his pants and said, "My turn." I looked down, and what I saw was a monster, at least 8 inches, and thick. I didn't waste time teasing. I went straight for the gusto. I licked and sucked and licked for all I was worth on that monster rod. He moaned and thrust his hips up as I was bobbing my head over that cock. It was all I could do to get it in my mouth, let alone down my throat. After a bit, my mouth tired, but no matter. I wasn't interested in swallowing. I was interested in that load in my ass. I got some lube in my ass, then started putting his fingers in slowly. I jumped a little when his first knuckles broke through. "Did I hurt you?" "Of course not, baby. I've been waiting weeks for this to happen." Ugh. He got his second finger in, then a third. He worked it very slowly, and I relaxed and let him finger fuck me for what seemed like forever. Finally! I motioned for him to use something bigger. He got up over me and positioned his rod right on the hole. He slowly worked it in, then back a little. He pressed a little harder each time, till the fifth time, his giant bulging cockhead finally made it through. Break on through to the other side. I clenched up at the immediacy of that huge cock passing my ring. There are some words that just make sex sound even grosser than it is. Like referring to your part of your asshole as a ring. He slapped me to relax me. He said, "Shut the fuck up!" He pushed slowly and back, trying to get all the way in. The pain melted as he made his way past my prostrate. Prostrate. That sounds like an old man talking. When he got all the way in, he started rocking back and forth very slowly. "Patience, man. It'll get there when I get there." Okay. "Your ass is so tight, it's wrapped so tight around my cock." I could feel the bulging of his heartbeat with every thrust. He was picking up the tempo. I moved with him as he increased his speed. Faster and faster, I was on the edge. Sweat was glistening all over his tense body. He stopped altogether, all the way in, kissed me and said, "Your turn. I want to come with you inside me." Now, listen. This is a guy who's never been nailed in the ass. Do you really think he would say that? Anyway, here we go. I slapped his ass. Well, he slid his, cock in his ass, whatever. I could feel him loosen and tense up with me in there as he wrapped around my pole. I started fucking him hard. He was bucking and meeting my every thrust. My balls slapping on his ass echoed in the room. Rope after rope of semen covered him everywhere. Again with the rope. The sight pushed me over the edge. "Oh, honey, here I come." Again, that word, honey, boner killer. You know, when I was working at Sirius Satellite Radio producing that morning show, the host, that's how he would talk like that. "Hi, honeys." I need to get him on the program, what he's up to. It was funny. I was when I was living up in Ashtabula, I saw him up in Cleveland. He was doing some on the television. He was doing some, green technology expo or something. He's one of these people that are just sort of all over the map. I don't think he has found his niche yet or something. I don't know. All right. "Hi, honey." And then this guy says it again. "For someone who's been with so many guys, honey, you sure know how to please a man." And the guy responds, "It's like this. I got a dick. I know what makes it feel good, so I just do what I want it done to other guys. I love sex. It's fun. This was fun, but I gotta go get the dog taken care of and get in bed." "But you're still hard." "Listen to your cock. He's telling you good things." "God damn it! I need to take care of the dog. I need to go to work." "Oh, man. Look, I think I know where you want this to go, and I think you better not get your hopes up." "Whoa. What do you mean, honey?" I can't be what you want. I like hanging out with you, talking on the phone. I like going out when we can, and I really like what we just did, but it weirds me out afterward. I don't think I'm cut out to be gay." "Honey, what the fuck? You just blew my mind a bit ago. You're so gay." All right. For someone who is struggling with the idea of being gay and doesn't want to be labeled as gay, when you tell them you're so gay, that you're not helping things out. You're driving him away, honey. All right, you cannot hide from yourself. "I love you." Really? After one fuck? Christ. "See, right there. We're not in the same place. I care about you, but I just can't bring myself to be what you want." "You suck! You just suck! I can't believe I wasted my time trying to be your lover. God, I'm so pissed right now. You suck! How could you do this to me, you faggot? You suck! Faggot suck cock! That's what you did!" and I drove off, leaving him standing there just looking sheepish and sad. I was so pissed at myself. I drove home and cried, and then I ate a tub of cake frosting and watched a Sex and the City marathon. Drown my sorrows in Carrie. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That's pretty much the whole story. The end. The reason why I love this story is not because it's outrageous or that bizarre, but I like the term, you know, like referring to cum as like ropes of cum. And then I also like the gay drama that's involved. You know, like it's sex, but then there's a lot of baggage afterwards. Oh, honey, you're a faggot. Come on. My dick was just in your ass, which, you know, is a valid point. All right, there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for March 20th, 2012. Brought to you by our great friends. Yeah, we're beyond good friends. We're lovers now. We're gay lovers with Adam and Eve. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's 50. That's half off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. I know this story, whether you're straight, bi, gay, lesbian, tranny, whatever. Intersexual, outer sexual, whatever. It got you extremely horny, and you've got to take care of business. Let AdamandEve.com help you with all sorts of products, like clit stimulators for you ladies, pocket pussies, dildos, butt plugs, adult movies, lingerie, lube, condoms, blow-up dolls, fleshlights, all that sort of good shit. 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Check them out right now at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Oh, we've just got so much show left. And if you're sideshow freaks, wow. You guys are in for a treat. 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, maybe more. Who knows? Sometimes I go over. What was it, last week or the week before? We did like an hour of show. So, sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows like today's, exclusive programs like Thursday, and, you know, video casts and other bonuses. Support the program. It really does help out. Superfreaksideshow.com. If you have a PayPal account, it takes just a second to sign up. You'll automatically get your username and password so you can start enjoying all of the benefits. Also, I do have to mention next week is going to be a strange week. I'm taking the week off pretty much. There is going to be new content, though. 3 new Butt Fudge Sundays, 1 just for Sideshow Freaks. Then I also have 2 Distorted View specials, which I think are going to be running Monday and Tuesday. And the Tuesday program is going to be extra long. So there is going to be bonus content just for Sideshow Freaks. Another reason to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this is a weird one from Great Britain. Apparently, a mother wants her 4-year-old daughter to have her baby. All right. Jenna Dye has opted to freeze her eggs for her daughter to use in the future. Grabbing a doll out of her little girl's grasp, Jenna Dye winced with guilt. Totally confused about how to help her daughter in the long run, all she could think of doing for now was to smother any maternal instincts in the toddler. Because Libby, now 4, was one of around 170 girls born in 2008 with Turner syndrome, a chromosomal abnormality that affects physical appearance. And she is kind of weird looking. Who would want to, fucking make a baby with that thing? And in nearly all cases, causes infertility. Faced with the possibility that in the future, her little girl would be desperate for her own family, which she'd never achieved naturally, Jenna decided she would do everything she could to protect her. Her initial instinct had been trying to stop Libby from longing for her own children. She's 4! But devoted mother Jenna finally came to another decision, to freeze her own eggs so that one day her daughter might be able to use them. Jenna, 28, explains, "The longer I thought about it, the heavier it weighed on my mind. I'd just be a fucking good mother. I mean, don't worry about this child and what's gonna happen when she's an adult wanting a baby. She can fucking adopt. There are, how many adults can't have kids, and they somehow manage to survive by adopting or getting a fucking pet or something. There's too many people in this world anyway. And plus, your eggs are messed up. I mean, you made one monstrosity with this Turner syndrome. You know, who's to say another egg's not going to be a little scrambled? All right, whatever. I became desperate, haunted by the idea that Libby would never be able to have children of her own, never be able to pass on her genes. Again, those genes are a little worn, right? There's some rips in there. When I realized how much this abnormality would affect her life, denying her the joy of becoming a parent, I got a sinking feeling which wouldn't go away. But now, after tackling skepticism and doubt from the consultants who told her about Libby's condition, Jenna is prepping to have the first of her eggs frozen, all with the support of her husband, Stuart, and 6-year-old son, Alfie. So there you go. I mean, that's the whole story, basically. I mean, this poor girl, she doesn't look right. I mean, she does have some facial abnormalities. She looks like, I don't know, like she's drunk. And, you know, fat in the face and a little droopy in the mouth area. And maybe she's fine mentally. And if that's the case, then, you know, whatever. But I don't know. That doesn't seem right to me. Second story we have for you today. But, you know, I hate children, so I would never want one of those in the first place. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from, I don't know, Detroit, the Detroit area. A man wearing only sheer pantyhose below the waist, which is a sexy look, walked into a salon in Rochester Hills last week and asked about having a Brazilian wax done. County Sheriff deputies called the man a serial indecent exposure suspect and said it's the 10th similar report they received. They said the man, described as in his 50s or 60s, it's Tonetta. It's got to be Tonetta, is believed to be involved in the incidents in Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland counties over the past few months. The latest incident happened at Salon Bliss. Oh, that's nice. A man walked in both sides of the counter. What? Oh, I'm sorry. A man walked to both sides of the counter, apparently so that everyone could clearly see him and his bulge. In addition to sheer blue pantyhose, the man wore a gray long-sleeve button-up shirt over a T-shirt that was inside out and had the tag sticking out of the front. He also had on a baseball hat and slippers. The man is described as about 6 feet tall with skinny legs and a pot belly. About an hour before showing up to Salon Bliss, a man was spotted wearing similar attire in Auburn Hills. Police said the man has shown up seeking attention and wearing pantyhose 3 times in Rochester Hills. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Steppers. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one from Iowa. A naked 41-year-old Iowa City man told deputies that he'd been forced by 4 men to handle a nuclear bomb at his home in Iowa City. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports deputies were dispatched to the area at about 3:30 a.m. on Monday. That's when all nuclear deals go down in the area in the thick of the night. All right. They say they found William Bliss. I wonder if he's the owner of Salon Bliss, naked and showing signs that he had been drinking. I would check a little closer. Do some more digging. I bet you there's some narcotics in him. He told them he was forced to handle the bomb at his home nearby. Deputies say he took off running when they tried to detain him. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office say a deputy was injured during the chase. A Johnson County jailer said later Monday morning that Bliss was still in custody. Online court records did not list the case yet, though, so we don't have all the details. Stick with Distorted View. We might have another update at the 6 o'clock newscast or the 11 o'clock newscast. Who knows? That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. How about that? Sounds good to me. You know, people don't understand the voicemail line. You know, at the end of the show when I go, it's 206-666-4463 or 206-66-OH-GOD. I'm spelling that out. O-H. O-H-G-O-D. 206-66-OH-G-O-D. Oh, God, as in, oh, God. So, you know, I don't know. Apparently, you guys were having some issues. They're like, why do you say that? It doesn't make any sense, oh, God. All right, you just stop in the middle of the voicemail line number. All right, let's hear from a couple of these callers. Yes?
This is a Sideshow member, Dipshit.
Hi, Dipshit.
I wanted to request sextastic story for Tuesday.
Okay.
It was the story you read on the day you on the first show after your hiatus when your dad died.
Oh, sure, it was hilarious.
And when you came back, you did a story. It was called Fuck Hell. And that was by far the funniest sextastic Tuesday I've ever heard, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because it was so, you couldn't understand what was
going on.
It was so badly done. So
yeah, those are the stories I love. As a matter of fact, if you guys ever want to help out, those are the kind of stories that are very hard to find, believe it or not. Stories that, you know, I want people who, you know, English, I don't want their English to be their first language. Those are the type of stories I like.
Hey, faggot. It's Vince from Seattle. This dumb cunt at my work says that her daughter's baby was born with its intestines on the outside. Which, why the fuck wouldn't you abort that shit?
Yeah.
But
you can't just tuck those back in, like shove them up their ass or something?
Apparently now it's very common to have kids with their intestines on the outside.
Inside out. Like, what was that guy on? My God, my armpits just reek. Oh, I'm wearing the shirt that I wore yesterday because I haven't showered yet. My, you know, I don't know. I always think, like, dirty armpits smell like Taco Bell beef. Do you guys think
that? It wouldn't be a fucking problem, Tim, if people would just fucking stop breeding kids with intestines on the outside.
Yeah.
Because if one kid...
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, there was this PBS show. It was like Mr. Slim Body or Good Body or something like that, where... And he would teach kids about bodies. And he may have molested children, too, come to find out. I don't know. I have to look that up. But, yeah, like, his whole outfit that he wore was, like, the inside of your body.
Born with it. Why the fuck wouldn't the next one they have born with it? You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Fucking abort this shit.
Yeah.
Precious life. It's fucking too many goddamn people, Tim.
Yeah, oh, you know, yeah, that's great. I have nothing to add to that. But I did want to mention... why there hasn't been a lot of new video casts, and I mentioned that things were going to pick up, and so I did a bunch of these videos back in January and February, and there may have been one or two in March that I did for Sideshow Freaks, I don't know, maybe on X2, but I don't remember exactly when the last time I did a video cast like this, but the deal was I have cameras set up in my studio room. And I'm moving. Basically, the fucking studio is a wreck again. So I'm reconfiguring things, and I want to put a monitor up on the wall. And so things are in shambles right now. And that's one of the things I'm going to be working on next week is getting the hopefully the final studio space set up, and it's going to have green screen and everything for you know, other type of videos that I want to do. So that's that. So hopefully starting. Yeah, you know, I should do another video, even though this place is a wreck. You can see what it looks like. But, yeah.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Deviant Freakalicious here. Dude, I was listening to you freaking chew that freaking bitch out about that, you know, the Michelle Duggar thing. Oh, my God. I almost ran off the fucking road laughing. I literally was going to hit a semi full of fucking gasoline.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I wish I could have talked to her directly, but she was a stupid cunt and gave the phone over to the husband.
I'm almost tempted.
Thinking that I wouldn't talk to him, you know, because he's going to kick my ass.
It's just a call. Pretending to be a Michelle Duggar fan just to get you to call me back and yell at me. That was fucking awesome. Keep up the good work, man. All right.
Yeah,
bye.
Well, you know. Look, I didn't want to go there, but I did. I had that was my only course of action is to scream and call her a cunt.
Tim, Sideshow member will be here. Hey, just had a question.
Yeah.
The Salvia clip. Do all people on Salvia sound like the fisting guy? Just question.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find some more Salvia clips and then compare.
Tim, Sideshow Freak Wooby here.
Hi,
hey,
Wooby.
I was listening to the Juggalo radio show thing with a strip club DJ.
Right.
You got to listen to it again. He didn't say that Tone Deaf Sean got shot. He said Tone Deaf Sean shot you.
Yeah, I think Tone Deaf Sean called in yesterday to correct me there.
Tone Deaf Sean's the reason you are near dead, drooling on yourself in the wheelchair.
I like that idea, yes.
Hey, good, Tim. I have a good idea for the show. The people that call in about the Michelle Duggar thing from YouTube, you should give out their numbers. And so freaks can keep calling them over and over and make their life a living hell.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want to go that route with it. I think I got my point across. I think she was surprised that I actually had her phone number. You know, I could just see. I love how this all played out. You know, like, you know, a listener posted the voicemail line, and some very concerned woman who's obviously a Michelle Duggar fan thought she was going to put me in my place by calling me an asshole and that I should take this shit off the internet. But what she didn't know was I captured her phone number and I could call her back. Love that.
Hey, Tim.
Probably shitting in her pants, handing that phone over to her husband. What did I do? You know there was a conversation afterwards But, you know, that guy acted like he was defending his woman. But, he, you know, afterwards he was probably like, what the fuck was it? What were you doing online? And why were you calling that number?
Hey, Tim, this is Brain Dead Tom. I was just thinking about a story where I was laying in the road up in fucking Providence, Rhode Island, and it made me think I should call Tim.
I think he's making fun of Tone Deaf Sean there. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our FBL website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
When a man sticks it in a woman, and then a woman gives him a blowjob, she's tasting her shit.
Spread the distortion. Very important. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. That is how we get new listeners here. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take a donation. Take your body to the show where she was made.
All right, hold on, let me...
Get in the water!